Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys are enjoying your day so far. Make sure you go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. I am now monetized, and that's one of the things that I wanted to get into first. Because I'm learning more and more stuff since I become monetized. And I don't want any of you guys to think that I'm going to, you know, stop doing what I've been doing on the show. I'm gonna be a pussy. I'm not going to say what's really on my mind and stuff. But I was going through a lot of my older videos and limited monetization on some of my older videos. The live stream I did last night. Yeah, I know what got me in trouble on last night's live stream. And that was the part talking about Andre the Giant and what he used for a toilet. And when he was at hotels. Because the normal toilet could not, like, facilitate Andre the Giant's ass and weight. So if you want to hear that, because I'm not going to repeat it and get demonetized again or not be able to make money off of this when the Daily Podcast is posted to YouTube. I'm just going to have to get a little bit more creative. I'm not going to be able to be as bluntly. I don't even know if that's a effing word or not, but I can't be as blunt. And I can't harp on things as much as I used to. But like I said, I'm still going to give my opinion. I'm still going to be a little polarizing. I'm still going to be shocking, but I just wanted to give you guys a heads up. If you have not already subscribed to my YouTube channel, please go hit that bell button when you're there, because when you hit that bell button, you're going to get alerted to any time I go live or put up any new content. Want to thank everybody that super chatted and sent me some money last night. And if you don't want to do that, like I told the people, you know, if you don't want to donate anything. Because I'm not going to be one of those radio hosts or podcasters that's going to be a panhandler. No, I'm just not going to be that person. But if you don't want to donate any money, just tell a friend, family, loved one. Just help spread the word, because you spreading the word, all this podcast, all the growth is because of you guys and the word of mouth. I've talked about this many, many times. Whenever I've done stuff online, social media, or any online content, I've always had a terrestrial radio station to be able to promote it on. So I can't thank you guys enough for everything. One of the first stories I wanted to get into, and I think that this is absolutely, like, ridiculous. I'm going to play the old story to set it up, and then I'm going to read you the update of it. But this happened a couple of months ago, and I don't even know how I missed this story, but this African-American cop ended up getting fired for using the N-word. And I would like to hear from you guys. Like, I'm as Caucasian as it gets. And I'm not going to be one of those Caucasians that, oh, well, if the rappers can say the N-word, why can't we? Or, I got a lot of black friends and I can say the N-word. No. If you're black, I say that you have at it. Let it eat. Say it as much as you want to. I just don't see how you can be racist to yourself. I just think that it is virtually impossible.
That vote comes at the same time Tampa's police union is fighting to reinstate a black police officer fired for using the N-word on the job.
I mean, that would basically be me if I was a white cop and some white trash meth head was stealing copper wiring or copper from an air conditioner unit. And I said, get on the floor, honky, or I'm going to blow you away. Would I get in trouble for that? Maybe because I, you know, told him I was going to blow him away. But I just don't see how I could get in trouble as a Caucasian when I'm arresting some white trash, meth out, like, dude that probably beats his wife and call him a honky? How could I be in trouble? Just like, how could this black man be in trouble for saying the N-word when he's in the heat of battle?
The union says the punishment was too harsh, but the police department says this type of language jeopardizes trust in the community. 10 Tampa Bay's Emerald Morrow has more on the tough conversations this incident has sparked.
My head go, bro.
You going to jail now?
I know that they beeped it out, but you can tell that this police officer, he said the N-word with the A at the end. He didn't use the N-word with the hard R, and it does make a big difference. That hard R really, really adds a lot of racist with a hard R. Yeah, it is. The G-A at the end, that's a term of endearment between two African-American gentlemen, even though this one was getting arrested. I don't even know for what, but he did. He was like, hey, you're going to jail, my N-word, and he didn't use a hard R. So I really don't have a problem with it so far.
A Tampa police officer heard on his body cam using the N-word while on duty.
So I'm gonna get a
during a conversation and again during an arrest. Police say the language violates community trust and was enough to fire 8-year vet Devlin White, who worked as a school resource officer at Middleton.
Okay, I mean, what does that have to do with anything? It's not like he's calling the kids, the elementary kids, the N-word. No, he's not. He was arresting a guy. And I would like to know who turned this guy in. Was it another black guy? No. You know what? It probably was some cracker-ass honky that probably did. I guarantee you it was a white person that was like, oh my God, I'm so offended that an African-American gentleman said the N-word. Because you know that it was not another black guy that was going to turn him in. He was probably like, hell yeah, man, that's cool as hell. That's my N. You know, I'm not trying to be shocking by saying that. Just like I don't have a problem with anybody calling me a cracker. I don't even really think you can be racist to white people. Honky, pfft, cracker, no. You know how many racist words that us white people have come up with for minorities? And if they want to use it, let them use it. If not, then let them make that decision. I mean, like I said, this is a lot of white people making a big deal out of nothing over this whole situation.
But the Tampa Police Benevolent Association says the punishment is too harsh.
We're not excusing it in any way, and neither is he. We just want to make sure that he gets the punishment that matches what actually happened.
PBA spokesman Danny Alvarez says he expected a 30 to 60 day suspension, but not termination.
We don't condone this word.
Local leaders emphasize this word is dangerous and struggle with its duality within the black community.
It keeps reinventing itself in our music, in our everyday conversation as a casual hello. But the NAACP feels as though no one should be using that word.
Man, I don't know how I feel about the NAACP getting in on this one. Isn't this kind of like a double-edged sword? Yeah, you're wanting to get rid of that word, even though that you use the word colored people or colored people in your acronym for your organization. Just saying that word makes me feel uncomfortable. Is it really colored people? Why can't you guys just say African American or African people? I don't get it. And now, like I said, it's a double-edged sword. You don't want the word being used, but you are, you know, kind of making another African American lose their job to be unemployed. So what I'm saying is, are you really helping colored people when you're trying to get one fired for saying the N-word? This is ludicrous, and I'm not talking about the rapper.
I spoke with a local professor who studies language who said some people might learn to use this word within their own community, but when it's used in a position of power, even among the same race, it can become harmful.
This word has a negative tone to it, no matter who uses it.
The fired police officer has received a lot of support in his East Tampa community.
And as he should be. Like, seriously, I don't understand how I did not hear about this story. But like, I mean, we got all these other cops that are being dicks, abusing their power and stuff. And this guy was just doing his job. He said the N-word to another African-American gentleman. He's African-American, and we're going to put him out of work. But then we're going to take some of these other cops that abuse their power, and they're going to just get a pat on the back. This is so effing stupid. It really is the dumbest shit that I've ever heard in my life.
And many hope that he will be reinstated. The police union says it will file a grievance, which is the first step in the appeals process.
Well, guess what? He got his job back. A black Tampa cop who was beloved by parents, faculty, and students was fired last March for using the N-word while on duty as a resource officer at a local high school. But now, nearly 6 months later, and after waves of support from the community, local officials voted to reverse the department's decision. Thank God. Earlier this week, Tampa's Civil Service Board voted that while Tampa Police Chief Brian Dugan was within his rights to fire Officer Delvin White for his use of the N-word, the decision to fire him went too far. The 8-year veteran of the department returned to duty Tuesday. It's my duty to please that booty. Shaft! Tuesday morning, according to Tampa Bay Times, I do not want to see the city lose an employee like that who obviously does his job above and beyond. A difficult job, and let's face it, it's very difficult circumstances, one of the board members told Tampa Bay Times. It's like cutting off your nose to spite your face. Yes, I agree. I really, really agree. But I'm so glad that this guy, if we're not going to get rid of the cops, white cops that abuse their power, but we're going to fire a guy that is basically using his First Amendment right. You know, it's not against the law in the United States to be racist unless you're physically stopping somebody from making a living or hurting them physically. It's not. Like, I despise racism, but it is still protected by the First Amendment. It says in the First Amendment, the protection of unpopular speech. And that's just the way that it's always going to be. It sucks. Yes, we get a lot of freedoms here in the United States, but I'm glad that the Tampa City Council did the right thing and reversed their decision. The next story I wanted to get into, this is a big story everybody's talking about. And At first I was kind of like, all right, I kind of see the guy's point. But the more research that I've done about this kid, Spencer Eldon, if you don't know who Spencer Eldon is, if you're a Gen Xer, hell, even if you're just a music fan, one of the most popular, most iconic album covers of all time is Nirvana's Nevermind. And if you've never seen it before, it's the one with the baby swimming in the pool. You can actually see his little baby penis, and they got a dollar bill like on a fishing hook. I guess they were trying to be like, you know, anti-socialism or whatever they were, what statement they were trying to make at the time. But it was very, very iconic. But I always felt a little like weird looking at that. How was that not considered child pornography? And that's the angle this Spencer Eldon is taking. And I'm going to play this audio and then I'll get into why I've changed my opinion on this whole story together.
The man who, as a baby, was featured on Nirvana's Nevermind album cover is now suing for child porn.
I mean, if I'm just being honest, it's a smart angle. It's a great gimmick. Because, I mean, who's going to be against child pornography except the Catholic Church? Like, Catholic Church, like, oh, man, we can't lose this album cover. Because I'm sure a lot of Catholics, even though they weren't, like, didn't agree with some of the stuff that Nirvana sang about, I bet they all bought that album, all those cardinals. I bet the Pope actually has a framed copy of Nirvana's Nevermind with that little baby, but instead, it's like the body of Christ on a hook. You know, try, come to me, little baby. And they're going to be like, he's too old. You know, like how when you catch a fish, you got size limits. Like, he's too old. Throw that kid back. I want an infant. Yeah. But no, I just, it is a smart angle, but now more and more with the research that I've done is that this kid's kind of, Spencer Eldman, has been kind of like living off this fame. You know, he's recreated this video or this picture, this album cover, like 5 times. I think every 5 years he recreates it for his social media. So I don't understand. Now all of a sudden you have a problem with it and you're going with the whole pedophile angle? I mean, touche, I got to give you credit for working smart, but I just think this is a big money grab.
Yeah, Spencer Eldon here, who is now 30, appeared in the famous nude photo at 4 months old. Now, he claims his parents never authorized the use of the photo and received no compensation for it.
What did Bubba say all the time? Everybody cuts their own deal. Yeah, I mean, the one that you need to be going after is the parents. Like, the parents are your legal guardians. You're a young kid. Your parents get to make all of the decisions for you. You look at all these, like, child actors and stuff, Drew Barrymore, all these, like, River Phoenix. They all didn't, their parents all stole from them, robbed them blind. And I'm sure the parents did get paid, but I'm sure the parents might be dead. Who knows? Maybe the Catholic Church killed them. I really don't know. But I just find it kind of funny now after all this time. When did the album come out? 92? But you're still, you know, I'm sure this Spencer Eldman kid carries around a picture, and that's why he recreated it, because he wanted to show the progression through age. And you know for a fact, he went to bars and tried to pick up chicks and be like, hey, can I buy you a drink? And the women most likely probably turned him down, like, no, get away, creep. He was like, did you know that I was the baby? I was the baby on the Nirvana Nevermind album. And yeah, my penis, I mean, I was just a baby. I'm a shower, not, I mean, I'm a grower, not a shower. So don't look at my baby penis and judge me, because I've done a lot of growing up. Because you know there are some chicks out there, some Gen Xers that were big Nirvana fans, that they'd be like, oh man, I had sex with the baby that was on the cover of Nirvana's Nevermind. Hell yeah, I would do the same exact thing. This guy just needs to grow up, grow a set, and just go on with your life. You've gotten so much ass for just being the baby on Nirvana's Nevermind album.
Now he's asking for $150,000 from each of the 17 defendants. That's around $2.5 million, by the way.
Now, I would be all behind this kid if he was just suing, like, Courtney Love. Because, I mean, everybody knows that Courtney Love probably had something to do with the death of Kurt Cobain. I mean, the guy was on so much heroin. They said that he had so much heroin in his system to kill a goddamn elephant. So I'm pretty sure he would not even be able to lift a shotgun, put it in his mouth, and be able to reach down and pull the trigger. Like, I know for a fact, I've never done smack before, but I'm pretty sure that it would be hard to blow the back of your head off while with enough heroin to bring down a rhinoceros.
Which include former band members, record companies, and others. Eldon has recreated, though, this photo twice since that baby photo.
See, and you know the defense attorneys are going to murder this kid. Because now that he reenacted, they're going to be like, Mr. Eldman, if you had such a big problem, you felt like this was child pornography, why were you reenacting it? You didn't have a problem with it then. Do you have a gambling problem? Do you have a drug problem? Do you need to pay a pimp for back pay with prostitutes? Is this why you're going for the money grab right now? After all these years that you've been recreating this picture? Your Honor, case closed. I move for this case to be rejected, and let's move on. This is a frivolous lawsuit, Your Honor, and I think the people will not stand behind it. So what I'm trying to say is, bravo on you. Great angle, but you kind of screwed yourself by recreating the album cover. And that's just the facts. This is a money grab. This guy has some type of debt. He owes the mob some money. And it's just plain and simple. Gonna take a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Great news, folks. You now have the chance to see the face in front of that sexy voice. Right you are, sir. The Tuttle Daily Podcast streams Monday to Friday on YouTube. Anything can happen at the Hobo Fish Camp.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
okay, sir. That's enough. Okay. So go to youtube.com/Tuttle. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that bell button so you're notified anytime Tuttle goes live. Good job, sir.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home in Volusia, Brevard, or Flagler counties, you need to reach out to Ian Hanna at ianhannahomes.com. On his site, you can learn more about Ian's use of premium photography and aggressive marketing to sell your home quickly and painlessly. So if you're a first-time buyer and not sure where to start, connect with Ian at ianhannahomes.com.
Questions? Comments? Concerns? Compliments? Or do you just want to tell Tuttle to fuck off? In any event, contact Tuttle. Tuttle@gmail.com. It's, Tuttle with two D's, dumbass.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. I'll be doing a live stream tonight at 8 on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. If you haven't already subscribed, I'm blown away on the hours spent listening, the views, and the subscribers that I've gained since monetization, and now I'm getting back into the swing of things. You know, like, I hadn't been doing the live streams. Hell, I even took a week off from doing the podcast itself after my dad passed away, and now I'm finally getting back into the swing of things. And if you haven't already subscribed, like I said, go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. Make sure you hit that subscription button and that bell button because you're going to get alerted anytime I go live or any new content is uploaded. So I'm at a little bit at a wit's end here. I've been doing a lot of yard work. I've been doing a lot of weed eating. I've been doing a lot of fertilizing. I've been taking care of the staghorn ferns. I'm trying to do some tree trimming. Because we got this really, really nice shade tree by the fifth wheel. It's really, really great during the summertime because the breeze blowing off of the water, if it's coming out off the Atlantic, it really does cool you down. And I've been trying to get rid of these dead branches because when Hurricane Matthew came through, this whole place, like the storm surge, it flooded this whole entire place. And the salt water basically killed a lot of trees. This is like a Norfolk pine type tree. And I was reading, and a lot of people were telling me if you trim off the dead branches, the tree will actually grow out a lot thicker. So I've been doing that. But sitting underneath that tree during this time of the year, especially the summertime, the ants get bad. We get those little piss ants, those little sugar ants. They'll bite the hell out of you. We get those bull ants. We get those cow killers, which really isn't an ant. It's just a wingless wasp. You never want to get bit by one of those. I got bit by one of those things. My leg was numb for like 2 days straight. And I've been using Seven Dust. And I would like to, any advice that you guys could give me, because I am going to war with these ants. You wouldn't believe all the scars. Like, if you didn't know me, you'd be like, yep, that is a meth head. Because I got all these, like, little, like, scars on my legs, arms. Because I sit underneath that tree, I work out, I get bit, and then I start to, they itch, and I pick at them, they scab over, I'm starting to get all types of scars. And for the most part, I've never been allergic to ants, but I just think I've been bit so many damn times that it's really like I'm having a bad allergic reaction. I think that it's been one of the reasons why I haven't been able to sleep very well because I've just been itching, been taking the Benadryl. But if you guys have any advice, you can email me, tuttle@gmail.com, or you can leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. Because since I've been doing a lot of weed eating, if I keep the grass down, the mosquitoes and the no-see-ums have not been that bad. And it's crazy how the dragonflies just swarm around the trailer. And I don't want to, like, harm the dragonflies because they're doing a good job of getting rid of the mosquitoes and the no-see-ums. Hell, the dragonflies are so badass. I saw one cannibalizing another dragonfly. I didn't realize that they were that much of dicks that they would eat each other. So any tips, stuff that I can use? I mean, I don't want to, like, poison the ground. I don't want to use anything like Roundup. I know that's a weed killer, but that gave everybody cancer. Speaking of cancer, I've been seeing all these commercials for that Ranitidine or whatever they had that was in Zantac. Because I used to eat Zantac like it was candy, and that was all because of being an alcoholic. I wouldn't eat because back then I was like, okay, I'm not going to eat because I want to save the calories for drinking. That I know that it does not make any sense at all. So I would drink on an empty stomach, and then I would wake up in the morning, and it would just be like hot lava coming up in my throat, and I would take the Zantac, and now come to find out, it's like one of the leading causes of cancer right behind Roundup Weed Killer. And, you know, with my OCD and ADHD, I'm a little bit of a hypochondriac. I had to stop myself from going and Googling, like, symptoms of stuff, because everything leads to cancer. Like, you could say, well, I got this rash. Oh, it's cancer. Oh, I got this growth on my knee. Oh, it's cancer. So I'm pretty sure that I'm going to die of stomach cancer eventually because of all the Zantac that I took. I really don't have anybody to leave it to. Is it a racket? Because I've been seeing a lot of those commercials, too. It's like, if you have taken Zantac and you think you may have cancer, call such and such, such and such. Does that stuff really, really work? Class action lawsuit? Because I'm sure a lot of people took Zantac. And I don't know, like, how much money you're going to get out of Zantac. So even if I was a part of a class action lawsuit, I'd probably get, like, $100, maybe $200, lucky to get $500 after they split up everything. And you know the lawyers are going to take the big chunk of it. That's why our legal system, I mean, back to the Nirvana thing. That kid's won $150,000 from, like, all the band members, I guess, producers and stuff like that. Lawyers are going to take a big chunk of that anyways. So, I don't know. I'm sorry about going on a rant there. I'm going to get back into some content here. This was a news story, and I got to tell you, I don't understand why people got to be dicks, but at this high school, I guess, football game, these cheerleaders were getting racially abused, and I think one person was touching one of the cheerleaders' hair, which is very, very creepy, and they need to check that guy's hard drive. Oh, speaking of hard drives, you know, the two white trash girls that I've been storing the stuff, I've been going through more of the stuff now, and I found so many thumbnail drives that had, like, other people's names on them and stuff, and I want to go through them. But I don't know if, like, I'll get in trouble. Like, if there's, like, some really, really good stuff on there that I can use. But I really don't know. I do have to fire up the computer and put those in there. But I want to get into this story about these cheerleaders that were getting racially abused. I guess this was, like, a more of a urban-type high school. And I don't know. Is that politically correct to say urban-type high school? You know, like, Bring It On. I think today is, like, the 20th anniversary of the cheerleading movie, Bring It On, the one with Kirsten Dunst. But, Eliza Dushku, we got to interview her. Man, she was so hot back in the day, especially on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Anyways, I'm going on a big, big rant. Took a little too much Adderall today. God damn it, more ants are biting me. Are they in the car now? All right. Let me get to the story.
We're outside Valley View High School here in Moreno Valley. We just got done talking to a couple of the cheerleaders who were the targets of some of these verbal attacks. They told us what they heard and saw while they were at a football game on Friday night at Temecula Valley High School. Actually, outside of Temecula Valley High School this morning, some supporters showed up to hold a rally in support of the cheerleaders here in Moreno Valley. Let's show you some video of this. These are some people who heard about what happened, decided to show up outside Temecula Valley High School and rally in support of the cheerleaders here in Moreno Valley. But here in Moreno Valley, the cheerleaders told me that during the game, they started hearing some racial slurs.
Speaking of slurs, I mean, did you take a little sippy sippy before you went on the air there? I mean, that was a little bit of a Freudian slip if I've ever heard one before. And one of the things that I want to know, because I've already listened to this story. Now, I'm not saying that these cheerleaders are lying, but everybody has camera phones now. Everybody has to film everything because everybody wants to be TikTok famous. Everybody wants to be Instagram famous. Everybody wants to be famous. They want to go viral. With everybody now, every phone has a camera on it. Where is the audio of this racial abuse? Because they don't play any of it on there. Now, I don't know if they've updated this story or not. I need to go back and look at it because this is from a couple of days ago. But I have not seen one single piece of hard evidence where these cheerleaders were getting racially abused. Like I said, I'm not calling them liars, but I find it kind of odd that nobody pulled their camera phones out.
Targeted at them, they started hearing people making monkey sounds as they walked to the crowd to a concession stand. One of the young ladies told me that as she is walking to the concession stand, one person in the crowd stopped her, touched her hair, said she had nice hair and she didn't feel comfortable.
I mean, if this was an adult, I mean, well, that is unwanted touching to touch somebody's hair, but I mean, kind of a compliment. But when you're doing it to a minor, yeah, that's going to catch you a charge. That's definitely going to catch you a charge. But I mean, come on, man. Like, I don't understand. Like, everybody kind of like changes with the time. They evolve. They step up their game. Why do the racists still stick with the monkey jokes or the primate jokes when it comes to African Americans? Look, I think it's absolutely disgusting. But man, oh, man, like, come up with some new racist material. Step up your racism game. I'm not condoning it, but I mean, how long are we going to stick with the, oh, there's a black person. Oh, let's do primate sounds or whatever. You know, it gets really, really bad over in England when it comes to the racial abuse of football players, not, you know, our football. See, I always got to say soccer because of my American listeners, but then I got a lot of people in UK when I call it soccer, they'll be like, oh, Toto, you're not a real football fan because you call it soccer. Somebody threw they would throw bananas at black players onto the pitch. There's one guy, I thought it was one of the greatest things in the world. You know, you're running constantly during a football/soccer match that you're kind of doing the opposing team a favor by, hey, you know, he picked the banana up, ate it. That's potassium. Going to help out with cramping. I'm pretty sure that guy probably got a little burst of energy from it. So your racism actually helped out your rival.
And some other things as well going on with that. We should have a comment here. Let me know if we get that up here from the cheerleaders we just talked to about that. If we do have that, here's a little more in their words about what happened.
Like being booed.
Well, then why are you a cheerleader? I mean, if getting booed is, it hurts your feelings, it bothers you, maybe you should not be cheerleading. I mean, that's child's play. You go to a sporting event, especially the pros, like, you see some pretty wicked stuff. Like, so, if you ever plan on being a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader, you're not going to make it if booing is bugging you.
And having explicit remarks made to one of our teammates, having monkey noises made towards me and my teammate.
Once again, not calling these people a liar. I'm not calling these students, these teenagers, liars at all. But everybody has a camera phone. If it was so appalling and it was so, just pull out your phone, document everything. I don't even know why things are he said, she said type stuff now. No, it should always, everything is caught on camera now. It is. And if you're a teenager, you got an iPhone. You got a Galaxy, and guess what? They got better cameras on them than any of these other handheld BS that our parents used to have. So where is the monkey noises? Where is the booing? Where was all this? outrage. You didn't document any of it. That's why I'm just asking questions, people. That's all I'm doing.
You know, people touching my hair or a person touching my hair, stuff that was not needed and called for. How sad and how disgusting that you guys decided to.
Wait. Am I hearing things? Did you guys hear that? It sounded like somebody Kurt Cobain'd themselves in the next room. It was a big bang, and I don't know what the hell it was. Maybe mom and dad are like, all right, while they're doing this interview, while they're getting interviewed by the news station, let's knock one out. Maybe the old man is knocking the bottom out of it, and that's his old lady's head hitting the headboard. Yep, that is exactly what it is. This kid's old man is knocking it, laying the pipe hard. That is definitely the sound of a female's forehead going into a headboard.
Just spit mean words.
Something, I gotta know what the hell that was, because did you hear how long of a pause it was? And it almost seemed like it jarred her. If you're looking at the video, it completely caught her off guard. So maybe it isn't. Maybe, I don't know what the hell it was, but I know that it definitely put her off her game.
Degrade cheerleaders who are cheering for an opposing team and also cheering for your team as well.
Now, the Temecula Valley Unified School District said it is aware of these allegations and is investigating. In a statement, the district said, in part, our school district embraces diversity and strongly condemns hate speech and offensive, hateful language or racial intolerance of any kind on its sports fields, in school buildings, or anywhere.
Look, I don't want you to think I ever played varsity football. No, I didn't. I could only play JV. Hell, I was playing Pop Warner, I think, in the ninth grade. Everybody made fun of me for it, but I was bigger than the rest of the other kids. I really, really was. And then JV, that got a little bit harder. But, I mean, for racial slurs not to be used on the field, you know how many times I heard African-Americans calling each other the N-word? Not saying the white kids were doing it, but other black people, like African-Americans, yes, the N-word was being thrown around like a hand grenade.
On or off school premises, we will hold anyone found to have used such language while representing any of our schools accountable for their words and actions. So they are investigating this, looking into these allegations, and as you heard there, they said they will take action if they can find out who did it. For now, reporting live in Moreno Valley, I'm Chip Yost, KTLA 5 News.
See, did you hear those key words? If they can find out who did it. That means nobody documented this. Like I said, everybody has a smartphone now. Now, there are cases where people do have flip phones and stuff. They don't want to progress. But people that go to a high school football game, everybody, I can almost guarantee you, 99.9% of them probably have a smartphone. Hell, some of them are probably slinging weed and stuff, and they probably got a burner phone, a burner smartphone. You know, drug dealers, they were the ones. If you saw somebody had a flip phone, you're like, yeah, a drug dealer. No. Oh, they got burner smartphones now. So what I'm trying to say is there were more cameras probably in that place than there were people, is what I'm trying to say. And none of it was documented. Like, seriously, where is it? I'm going to have to go do my research. Now I'm going to look like a complete idiot if there's all type of videos up there. Anyways, going to take a quick break. I know that it's going to sound really, really weird because I always thought it was weird. For people to watch the Little League World Series. Grown-ass men that are single watching the Little League World Series. It's a little weird. Like, it's the only time that pedophiles have something to watch on TV when it comes to sporting events. I'm just saying. They got to. I bet you right now the Pope is watching the kid, the pitcher, you know what? I'm not even going to say his name. The kid's from South Dakota. I don't know. Must not be a lot of stuff to do in South Dakota, but this kid is pitching like he's been given a effing cheat code in Madden or something. So, like I said, I'm going to talk about that. Going to take a quick break. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Wish you could have just flown and had your vehicle arrive a day or two later so you can enjoy more time doing what's important to you? Well, you can. Just give Starfire Transport a call. Let the professionals do the driving while you're flying. Starfire Transport specializes in RV and auto transport. They'll also haul watercraft from boats to PWCs, cargo trailers, and more. Service available throughout the continental United States. So don't wait. Call Brian today at 574-349-4193 or 989-751-6106 for your next move. 10% off for veterans past or present. Also, make sure to tell them Tuttle sent you for an additional discount. That's Starfire Transport. Want to support the show? Go to paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. I'm sorry if I sound like I'm dragging a little bit of ass at the end of the show today. I had to get up really, really early this morning. Had to be in Orlando by like a quarter till eight. My mom had some follow-up stuff. I didn't get a lot of sleep. I maybe got 3 hours last night. You know, I get in my own head sometimes, and you know, it's just hard to shut off the brain. So I'm probably going to cut it a little short today, but I wanted to talk about the Little League World Series. I just went in. Mom made some fish tacos. Oh, my mom's fish tacos are the best. Yes, pull that drop if you want to make fun of me. I know that it sounded dirty, but my mom does have the best fish tacos. They smell delicious. It's moist. It just feels good in your mouth. Damn it, that's all going to be used against me anyways. The Little League World Series. I always thought it was a little creepy for single grown men to watch the Little League World Series. Kind of weird. I also think it's kind of weird. Like, I would love to coach a Little League team, but I have always thought it's weird for somebody to coach a Little League team and not have a kid on the team. Not saying that there's anything wrong with that, but it's just the way that it looks. One accusation, that's all it takes, and Chris Hansen is going to be coming to visit you. But this kid from South Dakota, Gavin Weir, listen to these stats. Now, I'm going to add up what he just had because when I was in there eating my mom's fish tacos, he just threw another no-hitter. This is his fourth no-hitter since All-Stars started from district. Adding what he had today, so that's 40. He's pitched 44 innings. He's thrown 526 pitches. You got to remember, in Little League, they got him on a pitch count. He has allowed one hit in all those innings pitched, zero earned runs. And on top of today, adding his strikeouts, he has 113 strikeouts in 43 innings. What the F? Oh, and guess what? That was his fourth no-hitter since All-Stars began. The kid does have a cheat code. They need to, I'm not saying this is the case, but when a kid is that good, you got to go look at the birth certificate. You guys remember Danny Almonte back in the day? He played for that Brooklyn team, left-handed pitcher, just like this kid is. And come to find out, I think he was older. I think he was like 14 playing with 12-year-olds. So, yeah, of course he's going to be out there mowing people down, striking out everybody, throwing one of the most perfect games in the world. So what I'm trying to say is, you know, it kind of does throw a little doubt. I say they check his birth certificate. Hell, if you were good enough, you could get somebody to forge one for you. And hell yeah, I would love to. At my age right now, if I could pass as a 12-year-old, I would love to throw the smoke and just mow those kids down left and right. Anyways, check him out. It's pretty amazing. I think it was pretty cool. And I guess I'm lumped in with the pedophiles now. All right, hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Hope you guys stay safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketBearClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Siroc. Show voiceover service is brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com. Or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two Ds .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What? What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.